On Monday morning, an estimated 25,000 runners will line up in Hopkinton, Massachusetts for the 116th Boston Marathon. While a few thousand entries are reserved for charity runners, many in the starting corrals will have spent years training and improving their times just to be able to say they qualified for the world's oldest annual marathon. But only a game's Karen Given has the story of one qualifier who hasn't yet made it to the starting line.
So you go to Boston, you wear that jacket or your t-shirt or the hat, someone sees it, they go, "Where'd you qualify?" I want to make sure you didn't sneak in.
And you qualify.
And I qualify, so someday I'll do it.
I meet Matt Long at Starbucks, not in Boston, but in Manhattan, where in 2005 the then 39-year-old firefighter finished the New York City Marathon in 3:13, qualifying for Boston. Standing in line for our drinks, Matt looks to be the picture of health. Bald but slightly tanned and undeniably physically fit. But as Matt makes his way to the corner of table I've snagged, the truth gets harder to hide. He wobbles when he walks. One leg is shorter than the other, and he has a cast on his left wrist, the result of an accident a few weeks earlier while training on his bicycle in Florida.
Lightning struck twice, but the bus didn't kill me. A Buick wasn't going to kill me. I laugh at things like this now.
It's a little jarring to meet someone who talks so casually about being hit by a 40,000-pound bus while riding his bike to work during a transit strike. But Matt's told the story more than a few times.
If people say I was hit by a bus, I was actually sucked under the wheels.
That is the appropriate sound that you would make.
Thank you.
When Matt was interviewed by Jon Stewart last summer, he mentioned the 68 units of blood doctors gave him during the first 10 or 11 hours after his accident. Some of the other details he left out. The bus broke every bone in Matt's left leg, shattered the right side of his pelvis and his right shoulder, and severed multiple arteries. The Daily Show audience cringed as Matt described how his bike seat tore him open, quote, like a can. It was more than a year after the accident when Runner's World executive editor Charles Butler met Matt for the first time.
Boy, that afternoon he was really thin. You know, it was a day sort of like today, kind of warm but cool for an April day. But he had an overcoat on, even though it was springtime. And that's my first remembrance of him as just, you know, kind of unshaven but pleasant.
Matt was still on crutches when he and Butler first met, but that didn't last long. A year later, in the spring of 2008, Matt ran his first post-accident mile and immediately decided to train for and run the 2008 New York City Marathon. That November, less than 3 years after his accident, Matt finished those 26.2 miles in 7 hours and 21 minutes. Butler's 9,000-word article for Runner's World about Matt's marathon finish inspired more letters and emails than anything the magazine had ever produced. Eventually, Matt and Butler would turn the story into a book called The Long Run, a New York City firefighter's triumphant comeback from crash victim to elite athlete. But first, Matt had another surprise.
He called me up after he did it and said, "Hey, by the way, another footnote, I just did the Ironman," which was incredibly shocking. And he said, "Go check out the YouTube video. And if you see it, you're like, wow, that's pretty amazing."
I got him right here.
Unlike a marathon, the Ironman has a time limit. Finish in 17 hours and 1 second, and you don't get a medal. Matt finished in a little over 11 hours the summer before his accident. In that YouTube video, the crowd waits in the dark and goes crazy as post-accident Matt, clearly exhausted and in terrible pain, crosses the line with just under 2 minutes to spare.
You did it, buddy. You did it. You got this thing.
Pain is temporary. And, you know, it's not just a slogan. It's not just a line that people use to push up. But pain, in the athletic sense, is temporary. I live with pain every day. But to push myself to the next level so that I can be who I was before my accident, it's worth it because mentally, my life hasn't changed.
Back at that Starbucks, just blocks from the hospital where he was taken after his accident, Matt gives credit to the doctors who saved his life, the nurses who kept him going, and the physical therapists who pushed him to do more. But he says they all agree it was the running and biking and swimming he did before the bus ran him over that made the difference.
But my heart and my lungs were so trained from these endurance events that I did that they wouldn't stop. And they just kept working. And it's not short of a miracle that I'm here.
The lingering effects of Matt's injuries forced him to give up his job as a firefighter. But he says sometimes the struggle isn't about overcoming adversity. It's about accepting it. So he's found a new way of helping his community. After the book came out, Matt's inbox was flooded by requests from people looking for inspiration. Now he often finds himself back in the hospital, visiting those in need.
For me, looking back, there were plenty of moments where I asked why me, why this happened to me. And now I don't. Now I know why. Because I was strong enough, fit enough to survive it and move on with my life. And now I'm hoping to send some of that strength to other people so they don't give up.
When Matt Long and Charles Butler first met, Matt was broken, not just physically, but psychologically. Butler says many of the conversations for the book were raw and emotional, as Matt struggled with his fears after the accident, that he might never walk without crutches, never find a woman to love, and never become a father. Now Butler says Matt has once again become the guy his friends remember from before the accident, the guy who can laugh off getting hit by a Buick.
I think that's his message when he goes out and talks and shows up at hospitals and does his thing. And he does it with a good smile, and he tells it as it is. He tells it like a guy from Brooklyn who had a rough day, but now he's, gosh, I mean, I think at one point he said he never thought he'd be married. Well, look at him now. He's married and he's having a kid. That's pretty amazing.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.